Reports of raccoons behaving strangely in the Youngstown and Cook County areas last month revealed a problem that can kill both wildlife and domestic pets. The so-called zombie raccoons appeared early this spring, earning their nickname by staggering on their hind legs toward people. The raccoons would bare their teeth, then topple over before rising and staggering forward again. Although their behavior is reminiscent of something from a George Romero film, the truth is more terrifying. Animal experts say the raccoons have distemper. Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal says distemper is actually very closely related to the measles virus in humans.
But humans have no threat from distemper.
So we can't catch it from our
animals? No. There have been some theories in the past that certain things like maybe multiple sclerosis or had relationships with canine distemper, but those have not been proven through, and right now we feel that there's absolutely no risk at all, regardless of immunocompetence, that with this disease. It's mostly known as a disease of domestic dogs. It's one of the top two reasons that we do our standard annual quote-unquote distemper shot in dogs.
Don't cats get distemper too, or is it different?
that's probably like a whole nother episode. It's very confusing. Feline distemper is a similar virus to canine parvovirus. They call
it
feline.
Whoever decided to call them both yes. distemper?
I think it was just to mess with vet students. So we can spend about a year or two not knowing what the heck we're doing. This is mostly a disease of dogs, and its much darker stain is its ability to eradicate wildlife of all types. Unfortunately, a lot of wildlife species can get distemper. It's not a problem when raccoons get it, because raccoons are so overpopulated anymore anyway. I mean, it's unfortunate, but we're not going to see a conservation issue. But black-footed ferrets, African wild dogs in Africa, obviously, there's some really wonderful creatures out there that can take some fairly sustained losses when distemper gets loose in their populations that are already shrinking and in harm's way already. So that's a side dark patch of distemper. More with the canine element, this is still a disease that we need to worry about. It's still a disease we see out there, and it will show up in pockets, and then it just causes a ruckus, but it's definitely still a threat.
So it's a threat because our dogs can catch it from wildlife that have it, or
so
each other?
So it's the classic window of immunological opportunity when these puppies are coming off their colostrum nursing and trying to get to their vaccines, and they're these little, that's a really vulnerable window for parvovirus and for distemper especially, two of the main hitters on puppies. So this is mostly a disease of immunocompromised puppies or mature dogs that haven't had vaccine immunity.
So if one of those so-called zombie raccoons would wander into your yard, your dog hasn't been vaccinated against distemper, and the raccoon loses, with having distemper, sort of loses its natural fear of humans and other things, he could catch it from that raccoon.
Yes, and one good thing, one of the few good things about distemper is it's not very stable. So it does require pretty direct contact or recent contact. Now, it's not as direct as, say, an immunodeficiency virus like AIDS or feline AIDS. There is minimal stability in the environment. So it may be that for 15 or 20 minutes, if that virus is sitting someplace sort of safe, an animal could be infected by it, but generally it's a direct contact virus. So that's good news that it's a little bit wimpy. Problem is, it's a complicated virus once an animal acquires it. It leads with a respiratory phase, a sort of a classic pneumonia.
So that's one of the initial symptoms?
That is the most common initial symptom, is a pretty aggressive pneumonia. And the pneumonia itself can be lethal. We'll see mortality just with the pneumonia phase. Now, these animals that survive the pneumonia phase have about a ballpark, a 50%, maybe a little bit less, chance of recovering. Everyone celebrates, and then 2 to 3 weeks later goes into a very violent neurologic phase. And that is the more dangerous. That's a very dangerous phase. That's where we can get one of the classic symptoms is called gum-chewing seizures, where it looks like they're just violently chewing gum. And there again, there's supportive therapy for both of these portions of the disease, but there's no treatment. You just have to hope that their immune system wins the battle. It's a classic viral battle where without immunization, their antivirals aren't going to work. There's a lot of voodoo out there. The bottom line is you give these animals all the support you can, and you hope their immune systems win the battle. And then finally, you have dogs that survive distemper and skate through their lives. And when they become older animals, they get this sort of weird syndrome called old dog encephalitis, which is a some sort of weird distemper hangover that can show up very late in life on a dog that had distemper. Or you can vaccinate your dogs and not worry about any of this complicated mess.
Is it an expensive vaccination or risky in any way?
Not at all. It's the standard annual. And keep in mind, this vaccination, anti-vaccination battle, both sides have some merit, and both sides have also a lot of BS that they shouldn't even bring to the table. So adult dogs almost certainly do not need to receive an annual parvo shot, distemper shot. That combination vaccine that we sort of give as our quote-unquote standard canine vaccine is, we now recommend giving that every 3 years. And that every 3 year time frame was largely based on distemper immunity with vaccine. So when we give a dog this parvo distemper vaccine, and we track all these dogs and try to see when does that distemper vaccination protection fail, it's often 4, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, but every once in a while it's as short as 3 or 4. So that's why we moved our vaccination protocols on dogs to every 3 years. That's largely because of the distemper. Honestly, parvovirus, that's a virus that will set up immunity and could be lifelong. Adult dogs may not need parvovirus vaccination, but those vaccines almost without exception come as a combination product. In our history of vaccinating, there's always the potential for some vaccine reaction. They're extremely rare, extremely uncommon, and the vast, vast, vast majority of these reactions are pretty easy fixes with antihistamines or small doses of steroids. The most common things we see, swelling up around the eyes or muzzle, nausea, acting itchy, acting painful, very benign things. There are every once in a while, it's never been proven, but we certainly can't say it's not proven. We may see larger syndromes.
Well, if we actually see a raccoon who is displaying evidence of having distemper, what do we do? Do we call the authorities?
Yes. I reach out to animal control. That should be animal control's purview to get those animals. The other thing to remember is they're currently running from maybe southern New England all the way down to Florida. And it's settled down over the last few years. The rabies epidemic there's a rabies epidemic in raccoons on the East Coast. It's pretty horrible, and it's spiked our feral cat rabies out east. We don't have raccoon rabies in Illinois. It's skunks and bats here, and there actually hasn't been any skunks reported with rabies for about 4 years, I think. Still a concern if you see a skunk cruising around the day like he doesn't have a care in the world. Skunks can also get distemper. All of those, the mustelid family, ferrets, skunks, raccoons, can all suffer from distemper. But when you see a raccoon that is like the zombie raccoon, or just a lot of them are just wrecked. They just look wrecked. Those animals are suffering. They're miserable. They need to be put to sleep. They need to be taken out of the population. So yes, calling the authorities is probably the best thing to do. The other problem with distemper is that there isn't really there's no classic test to diagnose it. We're stuck diagnosing it on
on symptoms?
This is a classic clinical diagnosis, clinical signs diagnosis. Your dog, we think it has distemper. And that also kind of stinks because some of these newer kennel coughs, the true flus that are now in the country, the one out of Florida and the more recent one that came in through Chicago, can cause a pretty violent pneumonia also. And those do have a test, but the distemper is a clinical science test, and then you're kind of left guessing after you get this animal through the pneumonia, if it survives the pneumonia, do you wait for 3 weeks to look for neurologic signs? So that part kind of stinks, but no, again, it's so easy to protect puppies and dogs from this disease. It's an ounce of prevention, the classic ounce of prevention.
That's Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. The cost of a distemper vaccine is very affordable. It's generally between $20 and $45. I'm Laura Kennedy.